This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's defense team continues making its case to the U.S. Senate that the president did nothing wrong that would warrant his removal from office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Against the backdrop of new revelations about the draft of a book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, President Trump's defense team was presenting a case against Hunter Biden, who took a lucrative job on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Then-law professor Alan Dershowitz testified nothing the president did meets the level of criminal activity the constitutional framers envisioned.
You cannot turn conduct that is not impeachable into impeachable conduct simply by using words like quid pro quo.
He says even if John Bolton testifies that President Trump was withholding aid until Ukraine agreed to investigate the Bidens,
that would not constitute an impeachable offense.
President Trump denies Bolton's account, while a few Republican senators are suggesting they may want Bolton to testify in the impeachment trial. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Public mourning continues, and so does the investigation into the helicopter crash near Los Angeles that killed retired NBA star Kobe Bryant.
Outside the Staples Center,
Kobe Bryant's giving me some of the best memories of my life.
Fans like Chris Ramirez were leaving flowers, basketballs, basketball shoes, and lots of Kobe Bryant jerseys.
He gave us everything he had, and at the very least, I got to come here and respect the man, not just him. The other people who died.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter and seven others were also killed. Aviation safety expert John Fox says the helicopter that crashed has a good track record. He was asked about fog in the area that morning.
It was clear that the pilot could see the roads below him, both the 101, the 118, and the 5.
Fox says this investigation will take time. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of coronavirus that killed 106 people. In a Monday tweet, Mr. Trump said that we are in very close communication with China concerning the virus, adding that we have offered China and President Xi Jinping any help that is necessary. Our experts are extraordinary. The latest figures reported by Chinese health officials include more than 2,700 cases of people being sickened by the virus. Cases have also been reported in places like Australia, Canada, France, Hong Kong, Japan, Malaysia, Portugal, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and Thailand, as well as the United States. There have been no reported deaths linked to the viruses outside of China. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the White House on Monday and was greeted by U.S. President Trump a day ahead of the planned announcement of a new long-awaited Middle East peace plan. VOA's Cindy Singh.
Netanyahu thanked Trump, saying he is the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Palestinian leaders would likely agree that Trump is the greatest friend to Israel and have rejected the deal as dead on arrival.
This deal, which is not based on international legality and international law, which also gives Israel all it wants at the expense of the national rights of the Palestinian people that embodied in an independent sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital and the right of its refugees for return, does not make base for a quick solution. It comes from a party that has lost its credibility to be an honest broker in a serious and genuine political process.
The Palestinian Authority has not had any substantive dealings with the Trump administration since it recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in December 2017. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
A divided U.S. Supreme Court will allow the Trump administration to put in place a policy connecting the use of public benefits with whether immigrants could become permanent residents. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The new policy can be used to deny green cards to immigrants over their use of public benefits, including Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. The justice's order came by a 5-4 vote, and it reversed a ruling from the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York that had kept in place a nationwide hold on the policy following lawsuits that had been filed against it. The court's four liberal justices would have prevented the policy from taking effect. Shelley Antler, Washington.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.